Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light that reveals to us your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts reflect your truth in our lives. O God, our rock and our salvation. Amen. That goes on for about 5 minutes. But what I love about this is, if you don't know, that is out of the musical Gospel. And I think I was 9 and I went to watch that in Coffs Harbour. And I remember at 9 years of age seeing a real palpable joy. And actually, that reminds me about repentance. Repentance should not be a drudgery, but a turning around to face Christ with that palpable joy of knowing him and wanting him in our lives. So I'm going to actually show you another picture. Now, for all the smarty pants here, I want you to tell me, what do you think that actually depicts? Yep. Light shining through a prism. Splitting of the light. Yep. It's actually, the technical term for it is called disbursement. There you go. So it's a white light that shines through the prism and then it breaks up all the aspects of the white light and then shines through the prism. And actually, what this depicts as a metaphor is that God is that white light that shines through our lives. And we're like that prism. And out of us shines the aspects of his love. And the aspects of his love is like love, joy, health, peace, kindness, patience, all those things. Because God has called us to reflect those things in our life that comes through us as we allow him to shine his love through our lives. So we come to this reading, which is actually a little bit harsh, really. John the Baptist has just turned around and all these people have come for baptism. And what does he say? Does he say, welcome, yeah, come on, jump in the water? No, he says, you brood of vipers. In Matthew, actually, he's actually saying that to the scribes and the Pharisees, but still, in this one, I think Luke is trying to reflect the fact of a very significant point, and that is, repentance isn't just to come to God and get off the hook. Repentance isn't, you know, well, I'll do this and then I'll get a tick from God and I'll be okay. The meaning of repentance and what I've been sharing the last couple of weeks, the real meaning of repentance actually means to turn around. Unfortunately, we get fixated on repentance and that's something to do with sin and there's this relationship between sin and repentance. Well, that's true, but actually, when we turn around, we are actually making a choice to face Christ. We are making that choice. Repentance is to turn from those things that would, the sin in the world, and face Christ. That's why I love that Godspell footage where there's just such palpable joy. They have walked out of whatever life that they're working in, the nurse there, the ballerina, you know, all the other guys, just taxi driver and things like that. And they've come hearing the call of God in their lives and they've come to face Christ and be baptized. To me, that is what repentance is really all about. is that embrace with God. Because sin is literally living without God. So now we embrace God and we know all his hope, all his joy, all his love, that peace that he gives us becomes palpable and real in our lives. So that everybody's sort of a little bit perplexed with John and they say, well, you know, what do we do? If we're coming to be baptized and you call us a brood of vipers, you know, what do we do? And John says, you know, if you've got two cloaks, give it one and things like that. What he's pointing out here is that when you come to Christ, when you know that, you can then share that. You can give out that God's grace. You have things in your life where you can share God's grace, those aspects of his life, to others as well. You see, sometimes we get it wrong. We get it back to front, where we're trying to do social justice, we're trying to do all these good works to kind of earn God's love. It doesn't work that way. It's the other way around. God's love shines through us, and because of that, we can give out that real and genuine love in whatever way God leads us. And what John said to the people here was only just a minuscule of the myriad of things that we can share God's love with. So the people, this Luke was bringing out this aspect, first of all, to come and turn to Christ. And in turning to Christ, then we can give out his love that's shining through us. We can give out that love to others. And we come to the meaning of salvation. And again, salvation is not a tick. It's not a, okay, you've done this, now you're okay. Because we turn to God, because we choose to embrace everything that is of Christ in our lives, we then come into what is salvation. And we come into a life of salvation. We come into a journey with God, which is salvation in our lives. This is what salvation is all about. Because when we open up to God, it comes to the fact that John then says that there's someone greater who is Christ, that he's not unworthy to untie even the lace on his sandal. However, this one is more powerful and mightier than he. Because Jesus comes specifically to baptize us as well. If you really want to understand and grasp that, I could read the whole of John, but we don't have time. John actually breaks down the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives beautifully. Put on those glasses where you go, where's the work of the Holy Spirit? Read John. I really challenge you to do that, because the work of the Holy Spirit is so significant. When we open up our lives to Christ and his love, God's love, shines through us, the Holy Spirit begins to work in us as well. Those things which are holding us back, those things which are like the chaff in our life, the Holy Spirit, as John said, Jesus is like the winnowing fork. He throws up the wheat, and the wind blows away the chaff. And it's like the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That wind will expose as we give that to God to take away, and we journey with him closer and closer and closer in that love relationship that he designed for us to have. This is why the Trinity is so important. I'm writing a little Bible reflection at the moment and using this analogy of the light of God shining through the prism. Well, actually, I don't actually have a picture, but the light of God, through Christ who came in the earth, reflects through Christ right into us, and then we reflect this. But the light is actually, I like to say, the Holy Spirit in our lives. And again, we need to understand that it is our embrace with God. Again, from that repentance analogy, we turn to God to embrace him. And when we do, what we're doing is we're opening our hearts and our lives to him. And we're saying, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, show me. Show me how to deal with these issues in my life. Show me how to face conflict, that I am not reactionary, that I'm not confrontational because, or you know, I feel that an unjust thing has been done against me. Show me how to walk as the Holy Spirit, as God would want me to walk, shining out the aspects of God's love. I'll read those aspects. It's joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, saying those things all sounds nice and beautiful, but put those things in the context where someone has wronged you and someone has not done right by you. Put it there, because that's what God wants you to be. Not just in the safe places, but also in the difficult and the awkward places. God wants you to be his light in those places as well, where we can share his grace when others may want to actually bring accusations and condemnation that may even be unjust. We can turn that around. That's the power of Christ in our lives. That's the power of the Holy Spirit who winnows the chaff out of our life. So we can ask God and the Holy Spirit to show us these ways. And our anticipation of Christmas coming, we open our hearts to be filled with God's life and light and his love. Thus we are truly living out his salvation. And we can ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with his light that gives us the ability to shine God's love, and in doing so, bear fruit that is good and nourishing for all others to partake from them. Amen.